Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Art Taylor, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau's Give.org. Welcome to the show, Art. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Robert. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
Tis the season to be giving. What is the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance?
Well, the BBB Wise Giving Alliance is a charity monitoring organization. We look at the extent to which charities meet rigorous standards so that we can help people make informed giving decisions and not just emotional giving decisions.
Well, how many standards do y'all review?
We look at 20 different aspects of a charity's operation, starting with how well their board operates. And we also consider their finances, of course. We want to make sure that they're reporting and they're collecting and using their funds properly. We also want to make sure that they're measuring their effectiveness in meeting their mission. And we want to make sure that their appeals and other information that they're putting out into the public are truthful and not misleading. So those are some of the major areas that these 20 standards cover.
Well, how do you pick the charities to evaluate?
Well, mostly they come to us from individual donors. People call us or write us or email us about a particular charity, and then we'll initiate a review. Occasionally, charities will come to us directly and ask us to do an evaluation of them because they know that groups that meet our standards are more likely to raise more money.
What do you think are the most important characteristics for a trustworthy charity?
Well, actually, all of these 20 are important, and we got them by surveying the donating public and by experts in the field of philanthropy. And these are the 20 that we believe are most essential for charities to meet in order to demonstrate trustworthiness. So just to give you one example, we want a charity to have a board that meets three times a year. We want a charity that has a board that has at least five members. We read the actual appeals of charities in many cases to make sure that they're telling the truth. We look at a charity's financial statements to make sure that they're reporting it in accordance with what generally accepted accounting standards require. And so there's a lot of work that we do. In all, we probably collect about 200 pieces of information in order to complete our reviews of a charity.
Was the Better Business Bureau, is this just national charities, or you also do some local ones?
We're also doing local. So there are about 5,000 reports on local charities that we have as well.
All right. Well, we've got all this information. Where can people find it? How do they make sure they're giving to a trustworthy charity?
If you go to our website, give.org, G-I-V-E.org, you're going to find all of this information about the charities. But you're also going to find other information that's going to be helpful to you in making giving decisions, such as videos and interviews with charity executives. You're going to find blogs that we publish every week. We call it Wise Giving Wednesday. You can get a copy of our magazine that we will issue to you free of charge, the Wise Giving Guide. And in that guide, there's a list of all the charities that we evaluate, plus an article on some aspect of giving. You're going to find other tips for giving during disasters or giving during the holiday season that you can use to help you make an informed giving decision.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with Better Business Bureau Give.org President and CEO Art Taylor. What are some of the main red flags that people should be on the lookout for regarding charities?
Well, the big one for me is pressure. I don't like to feel pressured to do anything, especially to give my money. And so if someone is really pushy about making a gift, it turns me off. And I would encourage others to stay away from organizations that pressure you to make an immediate gift. And by the way, I mean, a charity's mission is not going to go away just because you don't make the gift today. And so why are they pressuring you if you don't give right now, the world's coming to an end? So I would say that's number one to me. But people should also be cognizant of things like getting an email from someone you don't know. Most charities won't email you unless you've given them money before. So stay away from those. You'll also want to be careful about your personal information, making sure that you're actually giving to a charity that is going to protect your information, which, by the way, is one of the standards that we have. Charities have to make sure that they're protecting your privacy when you're making a gift. And if you're giving them your information, they shouldn't just automatically sell it without giving you an opportunity to have your name taken off that list that's going to another charity. This is how people end up, as you might imagine. If you give to one charity, then 20 more are soliciting you. That's a standard practice, but you should have an opportunity to have your name pulled off that list. So those are some of the things that, matter to me.
Should we be careful with crowdfunding sites?
Interestingly, we've been doing some research on crowdfunding, and what we're finding is that charities aren't yet using crowdfunding to the same extent as they're using other mediums. And so mostly individuals are raising money on crowdfunding sites more so than our charities. And so unless you know that person, you want to be very careful of giving to a crowdfunding site. The other thing is, if charities are using crowdfunding, it's a very efficient way for them to collect money and for them to get their message out. So it's a good way to give, but you want to make sure that the bottom line is that the charity that you're giving your money to is one that you would want to give to no matter how you gave it to them. And one other thing is, sometimes people raise money on crowdfunding sites for charities. And you need to know which charities they're going to give that money to. And this is something that people don't always think about. So if there's a disaster or some need that comes up, some celebrity might go on start a crowdfunding campaign. But unless you know where that money is going to end up, you might be a bit more cautious about making that gift, regardless of whether it's a celebrity asking for it or not.
I'm Robert Allen, talking with Better Business Bureau, Give.org President and CEO Art Taylor. Well, there's a new study on generational differences in charitable giving. What are the main findings?
Well, astonishingly, you know, we tend to think about millennials as being lazy or not really doing things as well as other generations. But when it comes to checking out charities and talking to their children about giving, they're way ahead of the rest of us, and this is great news. We found that 61% of millennials surveyed will actually talk to their children about giving to a charity, and of them, half will always check out a charity before making a gift, and that is way ahead of my generation, which is somewhere around, I think, 37%. And the generation that went before me, they're somewhere around 29%. And this is a stat that really blew my mind. 4 out of 10 people in the silent generation, that's the oldest generation, never do research before giving to a charity. But only 1 in 10 millennials say they never do research before giving. So millennials are very different, and you know, there may be some good reasons for that. It's easy to explain, maybe, I don't know, but think about them growing up in a world where the institutions that matter so much to us aren't trusted anymore. We don't trust businesses, we don't trust government, we don't trust the media, and so they've grown up not trusting things, and at the same time, they've had these supercomputers in their hands, these phones that can give them information about almost anything, you know, with the touch of a few buttons. So they've grown up, you know, connected to information at any point in time they want to use it, and yet they've also grown up at a time when things aren't trusted as much. And so if you combine the two, it makes sense that they're doing more investigating or research on charities.
Well, if we want to be more like a millennial and do that research, how do we go about it?
Give.org. That's the first thing. Go to give.org. And again, if you don't find the charity you're looking for, let us know, and we'll do the research for you. And there's going to be a whole host of other information that you can use even if there's not a report on that charity. So that's the first thing. Secondly, be wary of some of the points I talked about earlier when you're being solicited. And those are, I think, the things that you'll want to do.
Well, we're about out of time, but just quickly, how busy is the holiday end-of-year season for charitable organizations?
Extremely. About one-third of all the money that charities receive during the year come during the giving season. And most of us will make our gifts to charity during that time.
How big of a problem are scam charities, and how much of it is good causes but just subpar charitable operations?
I would say there's some scams, but the challenge is really among organizations that are poorly managed and not really set up to accomplish anything. And those are the ones that are harder to find, but you certainly want to steer clear of them.
We are out of time for this week. Let's plug that website again.
Give.org, G-I-V-E.org.
President and CEO Art Taylor of the Better Business Bureau's Give.org, the Wise Giving Alliance, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.